Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Work sucks. They don't. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
There you go, Mitch in New Jersey. Warren Zevon and R.E.M. did a cover of this song, yeah. Raspberry Beret. Sung by Prince. He's our featured artist Friday, chosen by you people. And if you want to hear from him, send your song request, plus for text line at 410-583-1057. We'll play it for you. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. He's over there backflipping. The dude's out of control for whatever reason here on this featured artist Friday. But the NFL draft starts in less than a week. Week from today, as a matter of fact, second round, second and third round. Day two is always fun for a lot of people. Maybe it's fun for our next guest. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline, Baltimore Banner. Let's welcome in Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Do you own a Raspberry Beret by any chance? The kind you find in a secondhand store?
I do not.
Ah, bummer. Anyway, draft coming up, first round, 30th pick. We were talking yesterday with colleagues here, Cordell Woodland, Kyle Phoenix, and others. Eric Edholm earlier in the week from NFL.com. Pick 30, we assume, offensive line, pass rusher, cornerback. Would wide receiver be that far-fetched at this late stage of the game with the 30th pick in the draft for Eric DaCosta right now?
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, it depends on how that board falls, but I think there's a pretty good top five of wide receivers, you know, all of whom would be, I think, pretty good value. Three of whom definitely will not be there. Obviously, they're not going to take Marv Harrison, Malik Nabers, Romeo Dunze. Those guys will be long gone. I think we expect Brian Thomas, the LSU speedster, to be out of there. Mm-hmm. You know, I did a piece the other day on A.D. Mitchell, who I think is really interesting. Not a whole lot of production. Apparently there's some concerns about his management of his type 1 diabetes, which is a bit of a red flag. But listen, I mean, you turn on the tape, and when he got targeted, he did some really cool things. He's a 6'2", I think 205, ran a sub-4.40, really just kind of cooked Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry at the line of scrimmage when those guys bothered to play press coverage against him. And I think, you know, if you are looking at what this offense needs beyond offensive line help, it's a guy who could come in and possibly be that X receiver, because when you look at how defenses are probably going to defend the Ravens next year with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, potentially a good O-line, I think they're going to see a lot of single high looks. You know, you're going to have that safety dropping into the box. And so that's going to leave a lot of space along the sidelines for, you know, whether it's Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, or someone else to be a, you know, vertical threat downfield that can just work one-on-one and win those jump balls. And Zay and Bateman were not that last year. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. was their best, you know, kind of X receiver, the best guy that you could put out on an island and tell him to go win. And, you know, I think A.D. Mitchell has some development to do, but there's not a lot of guys in any draft who have his kind of physical profile.
Well, the Ravens have an advantage there, you know, because he was at Georgia with Monken. So, I mean, so Todd knows him. He knows about the diabetes. And because I saw those same reports, Jonas, because I was listening to the radio the other day when I was driving, and there was a lot of concerns about, you know, his temperament and moody and didn't work. And, you know, so Monken would know him. All they got to do is ask Todd, and he'll know for sure whether, you know, they want him or not. And that's a nice thing about having Todd there, too, is, you know, he knows Mims. There's a lot of guys from Georgia and a lot of guys that left Georgia for the portal that are at other places that are draft eligible this year.
Yeah, you know, Ladd McConkey talking about Monken as well. And I think Kay Adams interview, you know, a week or two ago. I think the one thing I would say, Vinny, is that, like, you know, yes, you know, the familiarity with Monken could inform the Ravens' research into A.D. Mitchell. But, like, you know, again, this is all just speculation over the worst case scenario for A.D. Mitchell. But, he, you know, Georgia and Texas are two proud programs. And if a guy went through both of those places and none of the coaches at any of those spots could tell him, hey, man, you're playing with some serious fire here. Like, you got to get your, you know what, in line. And he couldn't do it. You know, maybe going to the NFL kind of professionalizes him in a way that he wasn't able to in college. But, you know, there's so many more scary things that you're dealing with in college with, you know, drinking and, you know, a lot more time management and all that stuff. And again, I'm concerned that if he hasn't fixed that kind of thing by now, I don't know what going to the NFL and even being alongside a guy like Mark Andrews would necessarily change in his temperament and his, you know, and his approach to this very, very serious thing.
Hey, Jonas, question for you. You were at the press conference the other day, or yesterday, I guess, with strength coach and stuff. Any idea if Bateman and Ronnie Stanley are in attendance this week?
I get the feeling that they're not. I don't think they are. I think they've been working out on their own. I know Ronnie likes to go back home to L.A. Not home, but I think he usually kind of sets up a shop there in L.A. That's where he likes to be. That's where a lot of the folks that he's worked with on his body, you know, do their work where they reside. So I've seen clips of him out there, you know, running the sand dunes. That's something that he's always done to kind of, you know, work on that ankle and that flexion. And then Rashad, I think I might have seen something of a skyline that looked vaguely Baltimorean on Instagram either last night or today, but I'm not sure if he's in the city. I know he spent a lot of time. His home is, like, you know, Phoenix. He likes working at Exos, I believe. That's where he kind of got a little bit of time with OBJ last offseason. I think that's just where he kind of sets up shop.
Now, what's your impression of Lamar? Because on the videos, I think he looks great. And to me, that sends a message to everybody else that this is no nonsense. I'm in great shape. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the first thing that I went to was just how lean and skinny he looks. I mean, yeah. I did a story near the playoffs last year about, you know, his speed and what's kind of come of it. And what I noticed was that, like, the amount of times, again, this is like from the next gen stats tracking data, the amount of times that he'd hit, you know, 20 miles per hour or 19 miles per hour was basically as low as it's ever been over his career. And some of that could be just completely situational and, you know, like accounting for the fact that maybe he's not doing as many zone reads before where there's not that nice runway to build up speed. And it's a little bit more shifty when he's, you know, out there scrambling and stuff. But I don't think it was, I don't think it should be overlooked that he was a slower player last year. I don't know if that bothered him in any way, the fact that he was sacrificing some of that speed to be a little bit more well-built for some of the harder hits that he's faced. I mean, I guess the irony would be that he might be cutting back on some of the strength and natural cushion ahead of a year where he's probably going to need it the most because we don't know what this offensive line could be like in September or October. But, you know, Scott Elliott said that Lamar's doing everything he can to put on lean muscle, and they're going to, you know, try to make that a priority for him. So it's going to be interesting to see what he looks like. I don't think that the Lamar that we see in April is going to be remotely similar to the Lamar that we see on week one.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, looking at skylines, trying to connect dots, but tell everybody what's happening on the website there, baltimorebanner.com.
Yeah, just a bunch of draft analysis this week and next. Put out something for Kool-Aid McKinstry, who I really, really like. I think a very, very safe pick if he's there at number 30. And, you know, stuff coming on Lamar next week, on trading up, trading down, doing something on just kind of what a Ravens draft pick looks like in terms of the intangibles and the tangibles. Yeah, just a lot of good stuff, I hope, over the next week or so.
Jonas, have a great weekend. We might see or talk to you next week. We're just teasing things a little bit, if you know what we're saying here. All right, Jonas, talk to you later.
Thanks, Jonas.
Appreciate it, guys.
There's Jonas Schaefer, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, it's the whip around. Tons going on the world sports. Jacob Calvin Meyer, Baltimore Sun, preview the Orioles and Royals. Three-game set starting tonight at Kansas City. Orioles have won four in a row. Only a half game out of first place all of a sudden. And then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Prince.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney's Whip. Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's the whip around. We got to make it quick if we can. NBA, the play-in tournament continues on. It's the final elimination game. Bulls at Miami as the Heat lose the other night to Philly. And if you missed what happened a couple of nights ago, this is why Miami's going to be a little short-handed.
Butler down the other end, snuck behind the defense, the head fake, the bank shot won't go, but a foul. And Jimmy Butler's grabbing his right knee. Butler in a lot of pain after the fake, took the contact, went down.
Mike Breen, ESPN, if you missed it, pump fakes Kelly Oubre, who leaps. That's what pump fakes are all about. And then he came down, he landed. It wasn't an intentional thing at all. Former Wizard Kelly Oubre, by the way. And MCL out for an extended period of time. So now Miami takes on the Chicago Bulls. And Chicago laid waste to Atlanta a couple of nights ago. So whoever wins this game will get Boston in the first round. Now with Jimmy Buckets, I could see Miami making Boston sweat a little bit. Without him, they'd be fodder. Who knows what Chicago could bring to the equation unless Kobe White scores 42 like he did a couple of nights ago. In the Western Conference, Sacramento's taking on New Orleans. No Zion Williamson. He hammied up against the Lakers. So the Kings, who you would think, because they're healthier, would have an advantage here, even though New Orleans was 5-0 against Sacramento during the regular season. The winner of this game gets Oklahoma City, the number one seed in the West, in the first round. Other matchups happening this weekend in the NBA playoffs, which start in earnest tomorrow afternoon. It's Orlando at Cleveland, Phoenix at Minnesota. Phillies at New York. Paul Reed gave the Knicks a little bulletin board material by saying they'd be the easier matchup. I'm just glad we won. We'll see. And then the Lakers at Denver. That's going to be an interesting one to watch as well. Also on Sunday, Dallas at the Clippers. Indiana at Milwaukee. No Giannis Antetokounmpo, so the Pacers high leverage, high scoring team against a team that's not real good at stopping others from scoring, and that's with 100% strength. NHL playoffs, we'll talk to Joe Beninati later in the show. Capitals, surprising many people, including Vinny over there, taking on the Rangers. Caps the last wild card. Rangers, the President's Cup trophy winners, and as Caps fans know, they won that thing a couple of times and didn't hoist the Stanley Cup when it was all said.
And lost right away. And there's a lot of intrigue in this matchup because Peter Laviolette, the coach of the Rangers, was the Caps coach the previous three seasons. So that thing, that's going to be interesting. And the Caps were 2-2 versus the Rangers. So, I mean, they've got chance. And just reading everything, it's got to be a low-scoring game for the Caps to win. The Rangers are high-powered. They have a great goalie. Caps goalie's been playing great. They need to, Caps have the best record in the league in one-goal games, so they need to make it a low-scoring one-goal game.
Yeah, and their goal differential is terrible.
Capitals. Awful, awful, yeah. And the Rangers are like the Rangers are great on the power play. All goal-scoring, you know, stats, the Rangers are real good at, and the Caps are not. So they need it. Not a lot of shots. The less shots, the less goals, the bigger chance Caps have to win.
Now, pressure is always on the Rangers because no they play at the Garden, and they're the Rangers, and they haven't won a Stanley Cup in forever. Well, 30 years coming up on 1994. But, you know, if the Caps could pull the stunner here, then it's like, hey, so let's let it ride, baby. Let it ride. Go with the flow, Nolan. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what would be big, Bob, is
skate along.
And you know the New York media. I mean, if the Caps can win game one, then all of a sudden the Rangers, you know, they'll start to get a little tight. And that would be great for the Caps. And then the pressure will really be on the Rangers.
Also happening in the Stanley Cup playoffs, first round matchups, Islanders at Carolina.
Carolina's the favorite to win the East, Bob. So Carolina is really good. But the Islanders, you know, since Patrick Waugh has taken over the Islanders' coaching job in the middle of the season, they've been playing good, and they've been hot as of late. So going to be a tougher matchup than you think, but Carolina's really good.
Toronto at Boston.
Boston beats them every year in the playoffs, Bob. I mean, Toronto eventually has to beat them one time. You know, so that's going to be an interesting one. And like I said, you know, Toronto, they got speed. They can score goals. Can they get off to Schneid and beat the Bruins?
Tampa Bay, Carolina, or excuse me, Florida. Colorado, Winnipeg, Nashville, Vancouver, Vegas against Dallas, and the Kings against Edmonton. So some interesting, fun, and best of seven. Like, you know, like the NBA, it's what it is right now. But biggest, aside from the number one seeds, Vinny, pressure's on what team the most here, at least in the first round?
Probably Boston. Boston, a lot of pressure. And the other one, Bob, Edmonton.
Yeah.
Edmonton, because they got the Lamar factor. You know, I mean, you got the two of the highest scorers in the league every year, McDavid and Draisaitl, and where does that take them? You know, so they've been trying to build a better, deeper team with more goaltending. So, you know, so the pressure's on them. Because they should go farther.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Whip around tomorrow night. Barclays Center Boxing Junior Welterweight Championship on the line. Undefeated Devin Haney, 31-0, 15 KOs. Taking on Ryan Garcia, 24-1, 20 knockouts. His only loss was to Baltimore's own Gervonta Davis almost a year ago. Jesus. Come on. Tank in the ring, baby. I know he's fighting Frank Martin here. I think it's next month, but be more agile. He's already made a ton of dough, but be the face of boxing. Represent the city. Get out there and start taking care of some business here. Devin Haney wins, I think, 12-round decision, if not by a late stoppage, but that's just me. This day in Orioles history, it's April 19th. 50 years ago today, Yankee Stadium, Tommy Davis, he hits a two-run homer. The B Al Bumbry, two-run inside the park homer. And you know it wasn't your day when Mark Belanger goes yard as the Orioles win 5-3. Ross Grimsley, our buddy, gets the win. He improved to 2-0, 1979, 45 years ago today at Yankee Stadium. Orioles beat the Yankees again. Doug Asense, home run. Sweet, sweet. Kenny Singleton, 2-for-2, 2 ribbies. Eddie Murray drives in 2 runs. Jim Palmer gets the win, 1983, World Championship year at Memorial Stadium. John Lowenstein, Leo Hernandez go deep. Sammy Stewart gets the win in relief of Storm Davis, 4-2 Birds. And then, Nolan, you were alive for this one. How do you remember? That's the question. 2012 in Chicago. Adam Jones hit a 2-run homer off of Gavin Floyd. Gavin Floyd's significance, Vinny? From Baltimore, Mount St. Joe, baby. And Jason Hamill, he was really good for the Orioles that year.
One of those, all those years. In 14 when they won the division, and 12 they had some really underrated rotations front to back.
But he was their ace that year, and he picked up his second win. Jim Johnson, what a monster season. 6 save, hard to believe that's been 12 years ago. We'll talk about this year's Orioles as we preview the Birds and Royals with Jacob Calvin-Meyer. Then it's a funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw, news from the Nets coming up at noon. Buy or sell, where's our weekend money? I want crustaceans. Can I afford it? And then Scott Petrak, brownzone.com, talking about Cleveland's process. And they got fancy new helmets, too, heading into the draft.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere else.
First Prince song I ever heard. Late 70s. Singing Nolan. I'd try, but I would hurt the ears of listeners and our next guest. I'll try anyway.
I want to be your lover. Gotta set that pick over there.
When he's playing basketball.
It's pick and roll. It's kind of funny. Break, you gotta feel the name.
Anywho, Prince, featured artist Friday. Pick a song, we'll play it. 410-583-1057 is the number. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Orioles and KC tonight. Taking on the Royals. Royals and Orioles had a very competitive series a couple weeks back. Loriel Park, Camden Yards, here to preview the new one. Look ahead to the next week and other things relating to the Birds of Baltimore there. From the Baltimore Sun, he is on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jacob Calvin-Meyer. Jacob, good morning. How are you feeling there, big guy?
I'm great, and with all due respect, you should stick to radio and not singing.
I'm just trying to emulate him the best that I could, and obviously, you know, it failed miserably. Let's just put it that way. Not failing miserably, like speaking English, Albert Suarez the other day, and look, we were watching it because 1 o'clock game, we're here on the air, and I was like, that 97?
I say 98? And he's just dealing, painting corners, mystifying the Minnesota Twins. Yeah, they're decimated by injuries, but it's still major league hitters. He comes up bypassing Bruce Zimmerman, the Orioles did. But of debuts, I mean, how impressive was that thing for Suarez, and did well enough, obviously, that Brandon Hyde's already said he's getting another start here in the rotation.
Yeah, and good for him, right? Baseball is such a long season. You've got so many guys that have had crazy journeys to get to the big league, either to get to pro ball, and you know, whether it's a young guy that's overcome things, or a veteran like Albert Suarez, who's played in Korea and Japan and the Mexican League, and it had been 6 or 7 years since he even pitched in the major leagues. And so it's just one of those fun kind of heartwarming stories that, frankly, like, you don't really see that in other sports. I can't think of other sports where you can go 6.5 years without playing in the NFL or the NBA or the NHL. And then you come back, and then you're able to perform, you know, just as well as any other starting pitcher, or even better. So good for him. Now, how long is it going to last? I don't know. I think there's some intriguing things there with his profile. They do have an open spot in the rotation, so it seems likely he'll be in the rotation for the next couple weeks until John Means, who did not pitch well in AAA on the same day. Whenever Means is ready to come back, you would presume that Suarez would either go to the bullpen or be sent down. But if he pitches well enough, the fact is when you're going to be in a hot race for a wild card spot or for the division, you know, you can't afford to really give anything away. So if Suarez keeps throwing up zeros, he's going to remain in this rotation just like anybody else.
Now, Jacob, as we flip to the offense, lead the majors in homers, lead the American League in run scores. Gunnar Henderson's, three straight games with a home run here. They've hit five games with three or more going back to the glory days of the 90s. The offense starting to percolate, and we see that there's still some players trying to get themselves on track. But what is the ceiling for this team, assuming everyone stays healthy, of course? What's the ceiling for them in a run-producing and power-producing unit?
Yeah, that's a good question, because last season their success offensively largely came from the fact that they were so good with runners in scoring position and in high-leverage situations. And it's often talked about that those things, you know, it's hard to repeat them. You're likely to have regression in those areas. And so people were expecting this team to play worse, or, you know, at least offensively, because, you know, you're not going to lead the majors in batting average with runners in scoring position again, and they probably won't. But one way to overcome that, and it seems like they've done it so far this year, one way to overcome maybe not having as much luck or good fortune with runners in scoring position is to hit the ball out of the yard. And if there's a guy on first base or base is empty, you hit one out and you can create runs that way. And if you look at this lineup, there's a bunch of guys that have, let's say, 25 homer power. You know, Gunnar Henderson obviously does. He did last season. Adley Rutschman hasn't reached that number yet, but I think everybody thinks he has the potential of hitting 25-plus home runs. Cedric Mullins has done it before. Anthony Santander has done it multiple times. Ryan Mountcastle has done it before. I don't know if Ryan O'Horn can get to that number because he's not going to play as much, but like, he's hitting the ball as hard as anybody in baseball. And then you've got these other guys like Jordan Westberg who's hitting with some pop. And so you look at this offense, and I think that they can make up for, you know, any sort of, you know, deficiencies elsewhere if they can continue hitting the ball out of the yard. And if you match that offensive ability with the speed that they have, with the defense that they play, and with the two horses that they have at the top of the rotation with Corbin Burnes and Grayson Rodriguez, you know, the sky's the limit.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun. Joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Let's get to the defense. All right, shaky at times. We have seen Jacob, but is Brandon Hyde happy with the way they've kind of stabilized themselves? Because spectacular plays, no shortage of those for sure so far this year.
Yeah, I think it's interesting in a couple ways. One, this team is different than in most of the years of the Hyde era, in that he's mostly running the same guys out there. It's the same infield almost every day. Now that Westberg's an everyday player and Jackson Holliday's playing basically every day, And then Mullins is playing in center almost every game. And so you have a little bit of variation in the outfield, but especially with the infield defense, it's really the same guys. The other aspect, too, that's interesting to look at defensively with this team isn't just the spectacular plays, like you mentioned, but, you know, it's just the fact that from all across the board, they've got guys, they don't have anybody that is a terrible defender. You don't look at any of these players and go, God, let's just hope they don't hit the ball to Kyle Schwarber out there.
Right.
Ryan Mountcastle is playing like a potential Gold Glover. You've got Adley Rutsch behind the plate, Gunnar Henderson, Austin Hayes, when he's in left field, if he can get it, turn it around, he's a guy that's been a Gold Glove finalist. Cedric Mullins in center field. And I think the one last interesting point about the outfield is that they have rarely rolled out their best defensive team, which is Austin Hayes in left field and Colton Cowser in right field, and then Santander at DH. And the reason for that, of course, is because Austin Hayes has been slumping mightily so far this season. But listen, the likelihood is that Austin Hayes at some point is going to go on a hot streak, and he's going to hit 400 or something in the month of May or whatever. And when that happens, I think that will give them the opportunity to run out their best defense more often. Now, who does that take plate appearances away from? I don't know. I don't get paid to make those decisions. I just get paid to talk about them on the radio with you guys. But I think it's interesting if you look at this and wonder, okay, what's the best defensive team they can put out there? And they really haven't done that much this season because of Austin Hayes' struggles.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer, Baltimore Sun, covers the Orioles. Jacob, we appreciate your time as always. Enjoy your weekend. I do a Prince imitation, but apparently it's going over like a Led Zeppelin. There's a musical reference for you.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
See, there's Jacob, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, squeeze a funhouse in as quickly as possible. Got news from the Nats coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell, 12:15. Scott Petrak, brownzone.com. Aside from new helmets, what's new with Cleveland? 6 days away from the first round of the draft.
One-day trades.
3 cents a share. That's $3.
You cheap.
And one plays scratch-offs.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose.
If they still work here, you can bet they're in the win. Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from Derrick Henry, Roquan Smith, Tyler Linderbaum. Met with the media earlier today, or this week, rather. Next week's the draft. Now we're going to have all sorts of fun things flying out of one winning drive. Ravens have the 30th pick in it. Talk about what Cleveland's plans might be with Scott Petrak for brownzone.com. Always fun talking to him. Draft profile number 2 of the day. We're going out to Westwood, UCLA. Talk about a pass rusher probably going to be gone by the time the Orioles, the Ravens get on it. NFL lunch coming up at 1. Speaking of the Orioles, AL East Report, 1:15. And then we'll preview the Caps and Rangers. Joe Beninati, nobody thought the Caps would even be here.
Nope.
Especially after 2 weeks ago when it looked like they were flatlining.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then, it's unbelievable. And then they win it at the end, and how they had to win it. And they had to beat Philly, and they get the empty net. It was just crazy.
So we'll talk to Joe B there. And then big fight tomorrow, Devin Haney. No relation. Taking on Ryan Garcia, Barclays Center. Check your local listings. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Reisterstown. It's Kai. Kai, thanks for holding. What's up, man?
What's up, Benny? What's up, Bob?
Hey, Kai.
Hey, look, the fight, as far as the fight, I think Haney, it's going to be drained, man. So I was going to give Haney the knockout, Haney.
Hey, come on, man. I didn't do anything wrong.
But I give him the distance in the 12th round because I think Ryan doing a lot of antics, but I think he's still going to come to fight, and he's just trying to – I don't know what the hell he's trying to do, but he's trying to get in Devin Haney's head.
Well, he's like – you don't even know what's in Ryan Garcia's head, right? I'm going to lean towards late stoppage Devin Haney, but then again, Kai, I'm usually wrong.
That's where I'm going to put the money at. And also, my Bulls, listen. Uh-huh. With Butler out, and Butler was my guy with my Bulls, so – I'm picking us to go to the Eastern Conference final championship, the Bulls. They got a shot. They have
what?
A shot. I know.
Wait a minute. What?
They don't have any expectations, Haney.
What
they
year
have
is
no
this?
Expectations.
Wait, are the Celtics not playing in the next round? Is that what's going on here? Or what's going on?
Oh, I got it. I didn't look at it. I didn't even look
at it.
Yeah,
they play the Celtics next round. If they're lucky, they get five games.
Oh my, yeah. I didn't know they played the Celtics. I thought that was on the other side of the bracket.
Bet on that because you'd be in trouble.
Hey, Vinny.
Yo.
Where you at, Vinny? Where you at, Vinny? Listen, Vinny, and I love when draft time comes. Wake up, Vinny. Look, Vinny, the most important position, I want you to tell me if you agree with me, right? I mean, as far as drafting or free agents, is a Portland flex tackle guard, in my opinion, because now you have a guy like Henry. Think about it, Vinny. You need a Portland guard or a tackle, somebody that can pull, because I looked at some a couple games with Henry. Man, he like to have that key, that one key block in front of him so he can, you know, go off his left heel or his right heel. And the last thing, I want you to tell me what you think about that off air. And the last thing for you, Haney, because I know you are a sports connoisseur. What basketball player, Haney, never missed a mid-range shot? And I'll give you a hint. He played for Golden State.
Oh, Rick Barry.
No, Sean Livingston. Went 1309 attempts, and he made 1309 shots. That's incredible to me, man. Yeah. He never missed a mid-range shot in his whole NBA career.
Kai, you drive an 18-wheeler?
I'm in it now, buddy.
Hey, Kai, let me ask you this. Me and Bob wondered, why does it take truck drivers so long to go from one lane to the other when you're driving that 18-wheeler?
Well, me personally, I want to make sure the ghost is clear. Nobody's behind me in my blind spot. And the next thing is, a lot of these guys be out there willy-nilly, man. They be looking at other things, and then they put the blinker on. And you know what? You see a car. Next thing you know, you don't see a car. Then you see the damn car again because the car trying to get around you. I guess that's what it is, Vinny. But I think you're just a fast driver. I think it's you, Vinny. You're just a fast driver. And you know what? You drive 85, 90 in a fast lane, Vinny. And you don't talk about that, Vinny. You drive like 80 and 90 miles in a fast lane.
Yeah, I do.
And you know what? And you see a tractor trailer with the blinker on, and you say, damn, I got to slow down. Is he coming over? Oh, what the crap? And he's not coming over. So I think you, Vinny, you need to slow down, Vinny. That's all it is, man.
There's Kai. Well, be careful out there, Kai. We'll talk to you next week, dude.
All right, Kai.
There's Kai and Rice. I beat this horse. Gave us a one of these. Hey, Kai, beat the horse. It's Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, news from the Nest. Stay tuned for that. You want to join us, 410-583-1057. It's the number. It's Featured Artist Friday. It is Prince. Plenty to choose from there, no doubt about it. Buy or sell. Let's count that weekend money. And that's got Petrac, brownzone.com. Talk about the Browns, their plans, looking ahead to the draft of 2024. And Deshaun Watson said he's fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.